Hello and greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with
Sister
Amon. I was going to say that.
Oh, okay.
I know who you are.
I do, too.
Hey, we're coming to you, and we want to offer up our daily edification audio, and hopefully it's edifying.
Well, that would be the point of it.
Yeah, that would be the point of it. We had a really good day. We hope that your day was blessed if you're following Christ. We had a blessed day. We got up and we went to a park, not down the road. It's a rainy, drizzly day today, so no ministry could go on, no events or nothing outside. It was pretty much a rainy, drizzly day. So we went to a park and we got a bunch of stuff done. Sister Amon washed some clothes. We did some other things. We filled up water. Typical van life stuff.
Yeah, filling water. You fill one cup and you pour it into the gallon. You fill another cup, you pour it into the gallon.
Teaches you patience.
Yep, you keep doing that for each one. Then you take it and you dump it in the big container, and then you go get some more. And each one that you get makes you so thankful.
Amen.
It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, simplicity of this life. Mm-hmm. And then we headed to a marketplace because it was, again, rainy all day, and there was nothing much for us to do outside. And so we worked online and at the marketplace, and a brother and sister were there too. We had a young man saw my van, 18-year-old young man, still in high school. He saw my van. He comes walking up and he says, "That's your van?" I said, "Yeah." He sat down and he talked to us. He got food at this place, and it was sitting there getting cold. Hour and a half, he talked to us.
Yeah.
About the things of God. He was like a sponge.
He was.
He didn't push back against one thing. He just asked questions and he heard the word of God, and it was awesome. Poured into him, and he said he wants to reach out to us. We hear that all the time, but we'll see. But I'm just rejoicing that we got to pour this truth. We warned him about his Pentecostal church. We warned him that he's got to come out of the world. We warned him about all the things they're not teaching him. He saw it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you heard a lot of that. What'd you think, Sister Amon?
Well, I guess I look at it this way. He's a very young man with a huge cost ahead of him.
Yeah.
And he may not realize it at this point, but all the information and all the truth that he got given to him could be seeds planted for God to use way in the future, maybe as he experiences more of life and goes.
The really good news is his mom and dad are not churchgoers, so that's not what's causing him to go to church, so that's good.
Oh, nice.
And he doesn't sound like he's all that close to him, and he said he's willing to drop his net and follow Christ, so that was really awesome. So thankful that I got to pour into him and gave him a big hug before he left. And so that was awesome. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. And then we finished up at the marketplace and we left. And then after dinner, you and I took a witness walk.
We did.
We just like to go walking around the city. It's after dark, so we don't go to some, especially when I have my wife with me, I don't go to any questionable areas, but we just walk where there's a bunch of people and there's a grocery store. And
yeah, like a shopping
center. We're not walking down like some dark alleys or nothing.
No, huh?
And we use wisdom. And because the town we're in isn't the best of towns. But anyway, who do we run into, Sister Amon? We heard it a long way away.
Yeah, there was a man standing outside one of the stores. There were a pizza place or something, and he was playing his guitar and singing.
Yeah, playing a guitar, singing. A young guy, probably under 30. And I stopped and talked to him. And this is the most interesting thing. He's playing a guitar on a private property, like a strip mall. And I said, "Do you have permission?" He goes, "No." And there was a cop driving by.
Uh-huh.
I said, "Do you have permission?" He said, "No." And there was a young guy washing windows. And he was listening.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Wow." I said, "If I street preach here," I said, "they'd throw me out in 10 seconds. And what did the young guy say?
The young guy said, I think he said, "You're right. This world is crazy."
Yep. He said, "The world's upside down and crazy. They'd throw you out real quick." And I looked at him and I said, "You want a gospel card, young man?" And I think he said, "No, I'm fine." He didn't want to take it. I think he was interested, but for some reason he didn't want to take it.
He kept listening.
He kept listening.
He was like behind Brother Tupos and I was on the other side. And I kept watching and he'd stop, and he was, like, standing behind the garbage can, like, messing around.
He was listening to me, witnessing.
And he was washing the windows. And
so I basically called out this so-called Southern Baptist Convention man who didn't know the gospel, didn't even, I don't believe he was a Southern Baptist Convention man.
He called
the Trinity the trifecta.
He's a confused young man.
I think he had might have had a little bit of imbibing alcohol in him, just a little bit.
Possibly. He seemed to have one of those kind of goofy natures anyway, but yeah.
But he listened, and he said, I got a ton of questions for you. He said he was going to email me a ton of questions, so we'll see. So that was pretty awesome that I got to witness to him.
Yeah, he was really nice about it.
He was.
All, and so,
yeah, it ended good.
He actually took his guitar off and sat it down so that way he could talk.
He could talk, yeah. So that worked out really good. Mm-hmm. And then there was another person on the witness walk. It didn't go so good.
No.
I saw a trucker pouring gas into a gas station, a guy that hauls gas. And I went to offer him a gospel, and I was going to give him something to bless him. And I walked up to him, and I said, "Trucker." And I got 10 feet away from him, and he looked down, and he must have saw my hiking stick that says, "Obey Jesus." And he looked at me right away, and he said, "I don't want nothing from you," and he slammed the door. I said, "It's a gift." He slammed the door on me. So not everybody wants the gospel truth.
Mm-mm.
He was angry.
Yeah, you don't always get those kind.
Nope.
That are, like, super angry
about
it.
Yep, he looked angry.
Not normally, yeah.
So then we just finished up, and we just walked on from there. What's on your thoughts and minds today, Sister Amen?
Well, our sisters did a call today.
Yep. How did that go?
We talked about... we each brought a topic. I brought chaste, and they brought diligence and our Savior, and we just shared scripture verses on it.
That's up under the Ecclesia gathering area.
Yep, and in the women's area.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And young brother Cool brought a couple of studies. Those are in the Ecclesia gathering area that you can listen to.
Yep.
And what else, Sister Amen?
Oh, we have scripture verses to share.
Ooh, we have a topic today, don't we?
We do, yeah.
We started this theme where we're reading either a topic or we're reading a word from Scripture. What's our word today?
Our word is wait.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
So before we go to that, we had a good day, and that's how we finished it up pretty much, and we're always blessed and thankful. The gospel goes out, even on days when you wouldn't think it would, rainy, cruddy day, the gospel still goes out, God still uses us, and to me, that's greatly encouraging. I mean, because it's easy to go to these festivals and talk, you're in front of 5,000 people and you get to talk to 50 people and you go, oh, that was good. But when God uses you, when you're just walking through the world, I love that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
In some ways, that's even more rewarding.
I was just going to say that.
What do you think of that?
Because you're just being out there. You're doing His will.
Yeah.
And if you just remind yourself, I'm out here to do His will and to share the truth and bring Him glory.
Yeah.
And then you have eyes to see and ears to hear when you get the opportunity to witness. So, yeah, those are nice because oftentimes you end up, like, God will send somebody up, like He did today, and you get to sit there and pour into them. Today, I did a little bit of a witness walk in the morning, and I was walking through, it was a Home Depot, hardware store.
Home improvement store,
and I thought, well, somebody's going to get the gospel here. And I gave one to a worker who wasn't really thrilled about it. She took it. She said, thank you, and turned around and left right away. And then I went to the paint department, and I asked her a question about some containers. And that sparked a conversation, and then I gave her a gospel card, and I thought it was interesting. She puts the card on the counter, and then she puts both her elbows down and leans over it and was looking at it while I was talking to her. So I got to share a whole lot of truth with her.
Nice.
It just worked out perfect. She actually kind of called out to me when I was walking by.
Nice.
So it was awesome. I was just like, when I was walking through there, I was asking the Lord to give me somebody to witness to. And before I was about ready to give up and walk out the door, she called out to me. So
yeah. It
was perfect. Yeah, you just go through the day, and those are... Like you said, sometimes those are more awesome than going to the great big festivals and stuff,
Yeah, because what happens is when we go to the festivals, we're kind of setting up the appointment because God tells us to go and preach the gospel. When we're just living our life, walking through the world, it's like God sets up the appointments.
I know. It's amazing.
I'm always amazed. I have gospel signs on the back of my van, and 150 people can drive through McDonald's and nobody sees it. It's invisible. They ignore it. And one person who's a seeker comes walking right up to you and goes, is that your van? And you sit and talk to them for an hour.
Yeah, I know.
So you try to reach those 150 people. It's useless. Let the blind lead the blind. That seeker comes looking for you.
Yeah, we've had that how many times all over the country.
Yeah.
People walk up and they're like, that's your van out there?
Yep. And the really exciting thing is we never know. Like this young man was 18. I could be dead and gone 20 years from now, and whatever I poured into him will spark, and someone else will water, and he'll grow up and become a man of God. I'll never see the harvest, but God used us, or used us or me or whoever in that small way to proclaim the truth. So that's pretty exciting to think about.
It is.
Because we're speaking eternal words.
Right.
And we have to think about eternity. Most of us think too quick. You know, I don't know anybody that drops a seed of corn in the ground, stands there, looks at it and says, come on, grow. You put it in, you walk away, you hope it gets watered, you trust God does what he does, you come back and you see a plant growing.
Yeah, like the parable.
And that's like witnessing. We got to trust that God's going to do what he does. We don't stand there and go, come on. Because otherwise, what's going to happen if we get frustrated when we don't see a lot of fruit from our efforts? We're going to grow weary in doing good.
Right, and we're looking for something that we ought not to be looking for because it's his business, not ours. Yeah.
Yep, Paul says, I planted, somebody else watered, God brings the increase.
Yep, and so, he'll bring it either in front of us or in front of somebody else, maybe.
Yeah, so our job, excuse me, our job is just to be faithful workers.
Right, amen.
And preach the truth. All right, let's get to our topic. Our word today is?
Wait.
Wait, I like that one. I'll go first. I'm going in the New Testament. Sister Almond's going in the Old Testament. Luke 12:36, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when they cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Mm. Waiting for their Lord. I like that.
Yeah. Genesis 49:18. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord.
I like that. Waited for thy salvation. I think you get to read two to my one.
Okay. Psalm 25:5, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.
Yeah, waiting upon the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Really, really key factor.
It is.
Because patience is one of the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be able to wait on the Lord. What else is worth waiting for other than the Lord? More than the Lord. Nothing is worth waiting for more than the Lord, right?
Amen.
Did I say that right? Nothing is worth waiting for. The Lord is worth more than anything.
Yes.
That's what I meant to say.
That,
the Lord is worth more than anything, so we should be waiting and have patience for him most of all.
Yeah.
Mark 15:43. Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. He waited for the kingdom of God. He was waiting for it to come, waiting for it to happen. I like that.
Yeah, when you wait, you have an expectation of something.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Waiting for something.
And then faith is being of what you can't see.
Yeah.
So if you're waiting for something, you can't see it yet, so that's proving you have faith.
Yeah, right.
Kind of like when you're waiting for a bus, can't see it yet, you believe it's going to come, your hope for what is unseen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Wait upon the Lord. There's a theme here. Go ahead, you get two for one.
Isaiah 25:9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
That's a double wait in that verse.
It is. It's awesome, isn't it?
Acts 1:4. And being assembled together with them, command them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. So they were to go and therefore wait till the day of, for the day of Pentecost to come.
Yeah. Psalm 39:7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee.
Hope in the Lord. What a thing to wait for.
And Isaiah 26:8. Yea, in the way of judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee.
Mm. Remembrance and waiting. Kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 1:7. So that ye come behind in no gift. Wait, did I say that right? So that ye come behind in no gift. There's that King James. Mm-hmm. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think we're supposed to be waiting for him still today.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the best waiting
there is. Amen. Looking for his return.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody waits for what they want.
Amen.
We should be earnestly waiting for him.
Yeah.
Psalm 62:1. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. We see a theme in here. All this waiting is for the salvation.
Yeah, you know what makes me think about? The prophets knew that Christ was coming, and they had to wait and wait and wait and wait until God finally sent him.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome to think about. And Christ is salvation, so that's why I'm thinking about that.
Amen.
2 Thessalonians 3:5. And the Lord direct your hearts unto the love of God, unto the patient waiting for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Patiently waiting. Looking for our redemption that draweth nigh.
Right, because if we're impatient, we're going to overlook what's in front of us right now that we have to do while we're waiting patiently.
Yeah, and if we're told to wait and then we're impatient, basically we're in sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I have 3.
Go for it. I have 1 more.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Okay,
you
I'll do
2 and then I'll do 1 and you can finish with 1.
All right. Lamentations 3:25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him.
Yeah. Waiting upon the Lord, seeking him. Yep, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Hosea 12:6. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually.
Yeah. Eternity. We're waiting for eternity. We're looking for eternity. God is eternity. Yeah, it all makes sense when you wait for the Lord. Yeah. My last one is James 5:7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman, waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. That goes like what I was talking about, dropping a seed in the ground. Yeah. Come on, grow. No, you wait.
Yeah.
You wait for it, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, amen. And I think you have another one.
I do, Micah 7:7. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation, and my God will hear me.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So waiting upon the Lord, it's a good thing that we all need to have. It's a good quality. Can we say that? How would you describe waiting on the Lord? I think it's a quality. Patience is a gift. What else?
Could it be like a characteristic that you have? I guess that would be patience, but waiting is something that you do and you are, and there could be different various explanations for wait on it, but what we see there is waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
For him to do what he does. So
yeah, I think does waiting show endurance?
Well,
prove out our endurance.
It would be part of that. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also probably it's like trust and contentment. Thankfulness, you're not anxious, you're not like trying to make things happen your way, you're waiting on him and his way and his will, thy will be done.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, that was a good word, Sister Emma. I enjoy those. What else do we got today? Anything else?
Any
thoughts? What is up for tomorrow? Tomorrow is going to be another rainy day. We're actually under a tornado watch tonight.
Yeah.
Thunderstorms and stuff rolling through our area, and tomorrow's going to be rainy all day. It's supposed to be much worse tomorrow than today.
Yeah.
So it'll be another day. I don't think there'll be any witness walking tomorrow unless it's inside in a store or something.
Maybe
I think we'll be working online in the van and then probably some marketplace witnessing, and we'll see who God sends us tomorrow.
Oh, I know.
We're going to go to another marketplace, and we're going to go and hang out.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see what comes of all of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is there anything that you have that online that you want to be working on? Anything that's on your heart and mind about that?
Some of the testings and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We got some testings we want to work on. We got some testings we got to brush up. We got some things we got to clean up from when Mind Biblical Teachers blog got shut down.
Yeah.
You're working on the latest picture blast. I think we're going to be putting together a witnessing, what do we call it, street witnessing.
Oh,
where we put
yeah
audios and pictures because we got some more.
Yeah, blurbs of just some random witnessing that's been going on. Just little bits of this and that we put in a post. You know,
because you got that
everything,
one. Yeah, you got no, not everything. You got the one of that lady you witnessed to a long time in the grocery store. That one needs to go up, and the ones I did tonight need
remember
to go up. So
yeah.
So we don't get to audio record all of our witnessing because that would just be too much, and we don't talk about all the witnessing we do, but we just grab certain ones
and
just want to share.
Thing.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, we would. It kind of reminds me, we're not Jesus, but I love that part in the Bible where it says, and if they recorded everything he did, there wouldn't be enough books in the enough libraries and books in the world to contain it. Well, we're not the Lord, but if we sat there and wrote down everything we try to do,
we wouldn't be out.
We would be out doing it because we'd be talking about it because there's a lot of stuff to go on.
Yeah, we just like to share enough of it so people can
especially in van life.
Be encouraged and
there's a lot of stuff that goes on. Do you have a verse to close out for today?
No.
No?
I didn't.
No, because you looked
I spent all my time looking
We'll put you under the gun. Look one up right now, and then you can share one.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about a young brother who's going to go stand outside a church, and he is going to, they're having a Christmas show, some kind of Christmas show. So he's going to peacefully stand on the public sidewalk with gospel signs. And he's going to, this is a church that we already walked by once. We kind of preached outside a little bit of it, just a little bit. It's a Baptist church, and this one's kind of new, unique. It has a lady pastor, which is really unique for a Baptist church. That's a sin they normally don't have. And he's going to stand outside, and this is going to be kind of interesting because I have plans to be on online with him while he's doing it because he's out there by himself. So I told him, I'll be online with you. And so it'll be kind of interesting. I'm kind of interested to see how that goes tomorrow with him standing out with his gospel sign. We have a testing up at this Baptist church, and he'll be able to point him to the testing. And so I think that'll be kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah, that will be.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, he's kind of a zealous young man, and he wants to stand for the truth of God, and so he's going to go and do it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be kind of neat to see how it turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you looked up a scripture verse. What do you got?
I have Matthew 12:18-21. Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall shew judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust.
He's going to send forth judgment. This young man that walked up today, real quick, he walked up to our van. He said, is that your van? I said, yeah. He goes, I like it. I said, why? And I'll never forget what he said. The back of the van doesn't even say this. He said, judgment's coming. And the back of the van said, churches are lying. And it said, follow Jesus, not the culture. He said, I like what you're teaching and what you're saying. He said, because judgment's coming. He was saying, I'm telling people to get ready because judgment's coming. A young man, 18 years old, he knows judgment's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I have a verse that kind of is reminiscent of our weight verse. I didn't even realize this until I picked it. Galatians 5:5. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. I didn't even know that was one. So, yeah, that's my verse, and I think that's what we have for you today. Hopefully that was edifying. Hopefully you're waiting upon the Lord.
Right, amen.
He's worthy to wait for. I don't know what else is worthy to wait for.
Nothing.
I was teaching this young man today, seek after that which is incorruptible, not which is corruptible. Same thing with that music man. I'm like, your guitar, your music is all corruptible. Seek the incorruptible.
Amen.
Let us all wait upon that which is incorruptible in Christ.
I love that. Where moth and rust don't destroy.
Amen. Nor thieves.
Or thieves, yeah.
Yeah, amen. All right, till next time, the Lord lets us come to you again.
We love you all.
We do. We love you. And we always point you to the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, repentance to him, his resurrection too. Repentance to him, be born from above, and walk in holiness and obedience if you claim that, and endure every day seeking the kingdom of God. That is the path to eternal life. It's all over our website. Check it out, don'tperish.com. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We're here.
Amen. We are.
Striving every day, trying to be examples, and trying to hold up other brother and sister's arms, and trying to point the way in this dark and wicked world.
Amen.
All right. Love you all. God be praised.
Amen.